guys who are committed to helping each other. Sometimes we got over there, probably overhelped, but I'd much rather have that than underhelp like we were, you know, last couple of games. So it was good to get that back on track and playing some tough hard court defense down there.
When was the decision made on Matty?
Yesterday. Yeah. No, look, we got probably the good news coming back from New Zealand that Matt's got the tick of approval from the doctor. So it was more so if he can get through yesterday's practice that without a question we'd get him. I had no idea he was going to play as well that he did. It was, that's how much we missed him. We missed that muscle inside, that toughness, and for him to come on, hasn't played for a month and have 12-9, you know, it's fantastic. And it gives the guys confidence, you know, just to have him in there, that Matt's got your back and he's in there fighting for you, and you know, he's a great teammate. Yeah, not like the medical staff haven't said nothing to me, so that's always a good sign. So yeah, look, we'll be able to get 20 odd minutes into him, which is probably more than what we thought, but look, he was playing very well. You're stumped
thanks.
Now. All right, see ya.
Damo's game, Trev, the past sort of couple of games, have you seen him sort of more penetrating, more aggressive offensively?
Yeah, no, look, Damo's been, since we're going through that period, you know, high volume of games, Damo is the one guy that stood up and played great basketball. You know, he's been assertive, he's been a leader out there and shown by example, and tonight was another strong performance. I think he's getting hosed a couple on the stats for the one steal, but he's just, you know, he's been great all through this period, and you know, he's hit some great form at the moment, so we'll ride that to the end of the season.
Just to be more aggressive as a whole, whether it's penetrating or knocking down or at least shooting the open shots. I've had a couple of games where we've gone home, and actually I spoke with Trev about my mindset, and the reality is if I'm not, you know, looking to score or be aggressive at one end, then it puts more pressure on our, you know, probably more respected scorers, and that's not fair on them. So it's probably been a mindset more than anything. And yeah, it's nice to see the ball go through the hoop. You know, I'd be lying if it doesn't feel pretty good to, you know, to do that. And yeah, I don't think I'm shooting the ball any better or anything. It's just that I know that I've got to, you know, be more aggressive so I don't put pressure on my teammates.
How hard has it been to keep spirits up this
past month? Look, it really has. We've had every bit of adversity, you know, whether it was injuries for, you know, Greg High in and out, Matty Knight out for a period of time, Ernest Ross with a ruptured Achilles, and then it kind of all got put into with Ellie passing away. You kind of realise it's only a sport. And so it kind of brought us back down to earth, and it's nice to play our first game back after her death and play the style we want to play.
You guys are wearing the shirts in the warm-up, obviously she's in the forefront of your minds.
Yeah, definitely. It was a nice way to honour her, because she'll be remembered as that girl with the bright red hair, bubbly smile, and always said hi to you. And it's such a shame that at 25 she is found dead in her house. And we'll go as a team to her funeral and try and respect her and honour her in the best way we can. And the rest of the season, obviously, we'll have her names on it, her name on our singlet.
In terms of what is Matt being on the floor, what does that change for you guys offensively?
Tommy's been great in his absence, but you just know what you're going to get from Matty at both ends every single game, and he just plays his heart out. And I think he's one of the most underestimated bigs in the league defensively. I think it doesn't matter 1-5, he can guard every position. And he just, where he is on the court, you know where he is from vocally, but you always know that if you get blown by, you got help from Matty. And then at the other end, I mean, he comes in and is probably our best player tonight in 20 minutes. He was just a beast on the boards, and he's one of those guys that's a possession winner. Him and Greg Hoyer are our, you know, if we ever need a possession, whether it's an offensive rebound, a hustle play, a loose ball, we've been able to rely on them in the years gone by. And to miss both of them at once, it really hurt us, but to have them back now, getting some minutes into their legs, it's really nice.
Trev, what does this do for playoff
calculation? I don't know, you're supposed to tell me.
Well, you've got a bit of a buffer now, is that your group?
Yeah, what have we got, four games left now, and we're playing three of the finals teams at the moment in there, so that's, you know, as a coach, you always want those hard games, tough games coming into finals, so we got a hard game Friday night against Cairns, you know, that we know pretty well. So it's going to be a good test for us, and really can't wait for it.
Do you expect the boys have a bit of mongrel after sort of Cairns shuffled you guys aside?
Yeah, I think we'll certainly see a different side from us on Friday night. You know, it's right now. We've gone through that 11 or 12 day period where we're living in each other's pocket. Now it's time to go away and don't see each other and refresh and come back next week and on Tuesday and get a good week prepared for Cairns.
Well, Greg, Trev, is he getting
it? Yeah, look, really happy. Little bit reluctant to play him any more than 3 or 4 minutes in a period till that strength builds up and, you know, get 12, 13 minutes under it. It's good progress. He's getting there. So he'll get better and improve, and his timing's getting better. You can see that out there on the court. He's getting in the right position. So, that's a big tick for us.
It's been tough for you to sort of hold him back when he does provide you that hustle and that spark.
Yeah, without a question. He's a warrior out there. You know, I'd take the Warriors any day. You know, when he hurt it again in Townsville, he came up with a loose ball. He won the same possession 3 times and then got hurt again. And, it's just great to have, you know, a fuller team that we can to look down the bench, and you got Greg, you got Matt to come off the bench to give you that spark, and it's something that we've missed, and looking forward to having an injury-free rest of the period.
Thanks.